Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick, I'm your host. In this week's episode, I'm going to give you three ways to communicate like a boss. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, I'm super happy that you're back. Please help us spread the word on the importance, the absolute value of being a clear and concise communicator, because that's what the point of the podcast is to help you become much more deliberate in how you communicate. Quick sum up of where we are in this podcast. We're now in the eighth season. I have written a book called Brief 10 years ago. I wrote a book 5 years ago called Noise, and an upcoming book called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient to the Workday. That's a trilogy. So the book Quiet Works, if you go to quiet-works.com, you get some information on that, those programs, that book, and it's available for pre-order. So if you want to pre-order the book, I would really encourage you to do that. Really excited. This is a couple of months leading up to the release of the book in October, and it's available for pre-release now, for pre-order now. So please do that. It would be great. It's available on Amazon. If you just Google it, you'll find the book Quiet Works. So what are we doing today here? We're always talking about thinking, being a better communicator, and communication is what you do. I mean, if you think about it, from the moment that you step into work all day long, what you're doing is communicating. Now, a big part of this Quiet Works book and program and platform is to get you to stop periodically to think and prepare and to take time alone and quiet to be better. And I really encourage you to do that because this is what's going to help you elevate your game. And maybe you're using some of your quiet time right now to listen to this podcast to become better. And I hope that what I'm going to talk about today really helps you make an impact. And being clear and concise is your weapon. It's the weapon of choice for a leader. You lead by being a clear and concise communicator, by being intentional. What you say matters. And your confidence will increase as you set aside more time to prepare. And then when it comes time to deliver, you can deliver the goods. Now, in this week's episode, we're going to give you three ways to communicate like a boss. I don't know exactly where that expression came from, but leaders need to lead this way. And the first way is called, well, originally it was called the 1-3-1 rule. And I've pared it down because I think it could be the 1-2-1 rule. And the second approach is cutting out filler words that diminish your voice. And the third way is about excuse making. So let's tackle the first one, this 1-2-1 rule. And what this rule entails is actually you not saying anything, but asking the people that communicate to you to communicate in a different way as they start talking about problems. And here's how it goes. The first thing is, in this 1-2-1 setup, is what is the problem that we're trying to solve? And let's get clarity on that. So let's say somebody works for you and they have a lot of issues that they're trying to address. The first question is, what is the singular problem that we're trying to solve? That's number one. Then two is, give me two different courses of action to solve it. Now, in the original thing that I heard, it was three, but I think three is excessive. I think that you can, if you think through three, you can come up with your top two. Okay, if you want to give three, you can give three, I suppose. Get them to start thinking about proposed solutions, recommendations to fix it. And finally, what is their recommendation? So you can have courses of action, but what do they feel is the best way of doing it? As a leader, what you're doing is you're helping them to be clear, helping them to be deliberate, helping them to start framing the issue, approaches to solving it, and giving you a recommendation to fix it. That first technique, I'll call this the 1-2-1 problem solving setup, is powerful because you as the leader don't need to do the talking. You just have to ask the questions. If I had a boss who did that to me and said, "Hey Joe, come here for a second. This is how I want to work with you. As you see issues, what I want you to do is first, let's define and get clarity on what the problem we're trying to solve. Okay? then maybe you go away, and I want you to think about two different ways that we can solve them. And we can frame each one of them separately. Maybe they're wildly different. Maybe they're slightly different. And then finally, what is my recommendation to fix it? So if I had a boss that told me that, well, a couple things. Number one is I would love a boss like that because the boss is empowering me to think about problems, to propose solutions, and make recommendations. Number two is I have a boss that believes in me and is not trying to solve my problems, which is what a lot of people do. Top down is I want to tell you how to solve your problems, which people don't grow that way. Right? So I would love a boss like that. And I think you would too. If you're the boss and you want to communicate like a boss, start by asking those questions 1-2-1. Okay, so that's the first one. Second one we're going to talk about is trimming away or cutting out the opener. And here's three examples of before and afters. We say, I think we should invest in this particular product. Or I think that we should cut the I think out. We should invest in this product. We need to go forward with this plan versus I think we need to. Of course, I know that you think because you're thinking, but cut that out. I think it diminishes. It does diminish. See how I just did that? It diminishes the strength of your voice. It's not that I think that it does. It diminishes the strength of your voice. Cut out the I think. We need to do this. Another example, just checking in. Just seeing if you have the just also diminishes your voice. We need to see what's the current status. I'd like to see that versus just seeing how you're doing. And finally, maybe. In the courses that I teach, I often joke that maybe equals no. But what also maybe equals is a lack of confidence. Maybe if we try to look at this problem, or maybe if we hire this person, if you take away the maybe, we need to try this. Or if we try this, then. So I want you to start to look at filler words that you may use that diminishes your voice, that makes you less direct, less effective, less impactful. I think we should? No, we should. Just checking? No. I need this from you. Maybe if we could cut it, trim, cut the opener. So that's the second piece of advice this week is to cut the opening that diminishes your voice. Your homework is to listen to people that you work with or work for and hear how they do this. Where do people use openers and qualifications like that that weaken their communication skills? We do it, we're unaware that we do it. When we do it, it hurts us. When they do it, it hurts them. So your homework is listen for those moments and see if you can start to see them and hear them more frequently during your day. And if you can make an effort to cut it out of your vernacular to become more impactful. Finally, the third tip this week to communicate like a boss is to stop making excuses. Excuses are very common. They're very easy to fall into. I remember that when I was a kid, my dad had a lot of dadisms, and I did a podcast on this many years ago, and if you want to look it up, just dadisms, there's some great ones. But his line, when he said it to me, I completely disagreed with him, but because I was making excuses. His line was, an excuse by any other name is still an excuse. And if we fall into the temptation, the trap of making excuses, it weakens us as a leader. Now, there's two sides of this. One is being irresponsible or not taking ownership of something and blaming other people. So that's the first one, don't make excuses. We didn't do this because, and you start going down this path of have to take responsibility. The other side of that coin is not just people that are being irresponsible and not taking responsibility or not taking ownership, but are people that that are apologetic. They're always saying sorry for themselves, but they never can just own it. What do I mean? If you're giving a directive, if you're giving making a recommendation, you don't have to apologize. I'm so sorry, but maybe this is the wrong time, or did I hurt anybody's feelings? Or be direct, be unapologetic. Don't make excuses. If you've made a decision, own it, say it. Don't qualify it. Don't back down. Don't couch it, wrap it in bubble wrap. Don't be unapologetic. This is what we need to do. If you start to see the three tips that I've given you this week to communicate like a boss, they all connect through be direct, be deliberate. If you look at the first one, the problem solving, what is the problem we're trying to solve? What are your recommendations, courses of actions to address it? What finally is your specific recommendation to fix it? You see how that's just very direct? And the second thing I share with you, I talked about, I think we should do this, or maybe, or I'm just check. All those things weaken you, dilute you. Just say it. And then finally, be unapologetic. Own it. Say it. Own it. When people do this, they speak with precision. And that's what a boss needs to do. Now, that doesn't mean you don't listen to people. That doesn't mean you don't take people's input. But when it comes time to say something, say it with conviction. And notice how frequently people don't. You'll start to see how people hide behind words, how people don't think about what they're saying, how people don't notice the lack of impact when they communicate in a way that's long-winded, confusing, without direction, without decision. It just makes people look like a weak leader. Now, being a leader, there's many things to contribute to being a leader, and communicating is a big part of it. I recall not that long ago doing a keynote, and the guy that opened up the keynote, it was like a leadership conference at this dealership. And the way he introduced me was he started talking about communication, and he had asked his uncle, who was a very, very successful businessman, uncle, whatever, how are you so successful? And he said, I'm really good at communicating to people all day long. And when he asked this question, he was younger, this guy who was introduced to me, he's like, it seemed too easy. But then he thought, in his career, he's like, really what we do all day long is communicate, but we don't try to be better at it. And hopefully these suggestions that I've made today, I want them to have an impact. I want you to start to think about the power of precise words, the power that you have to communicate and connect with people in ways that are deliberate, not accidental. And that's what this guy was saying. We walk into work and we just communicate all day long. We don't really even think about it. We're not trying to get better at it. We're all over the place. We're scattered. And when we go home, we're like wondering why haven't we moved anything forward? And it's because the communication was weak. Our motto at the Brief Lab, and I've signed books this way, and the last part of the workbook brief is this: be better, be brief, and be boss. Just